rock band Phish returned to the Glens Falls Civic Center for the first time since a legendary 1994 Halloween concert Wednesday. The sellout brought thousands of fans to the Warren County City. About 7,500 tickets were sold. From nearby Vermont, Phish has a passionate following of the region, playing several Saratoga Springs concerts in recent years as well. City officials made sure to prepare for the concert with crowd control provided by the Glens Falls Police Department in coordination with New York State Police and the Warren County Sheriff's Office. Sean Lamoury, Warren County Undersheriff, said officers were placed throughout the downtown surrounding the Civic Center and that the event went smoothly with no major safety issues.
No, we didn't have any major problems down there.
Glens Falls Mayor Jack Diamond had made the concert and safety a priority. He issued an official proclamation honoring the band's return and encouraged concertgoers to celebrate. The mayor's proclamation declares that on Wednesday, October 23rd, that we've gone fishing in the city of Glens Falls and urge all residents to mellow out, grab a grilled cheese sandwich, and welcome Phish and its fans to our fine city. Jeremy Helsing, general manager of the Glens Falls Civic Center, said that the concert was well managed from an operations standpoint and that the return of the band puts the venue a little more on the map.
Phish is obviously a very popular band. They bring large crowds with them. So, we believe that, if people see, we can host an event with 6,000 or 7,000 people, it may help this building be more attractive, to other shows, to other artists.
Ed Bartholomew, Economic Development Director for Glens Falls and President of EDC Warren County, said that the Civic Center's demonstrated ability to attract large concert events is one part of securing the area as a tourism destination.
We can obtain three to four what I would call signature concerts or events like this. It certainly will provide a healthy bottom economic line to the city.
Bartholomew also mentioned the Hyde Collection summer exhibit featuring the paintings of Georgia O'Keeffe as another example of something that is getting Glens Falls noticed. He said the Civic Center fits right in with the tourism and hospitality ecosystem of Warren County and suggested other developments at the venue that could help build the area's economy.
Civic Center is part of that tourism and hospitality that we have in the greater Glens Falls, Warren County area. And certainly an effort of obtaining some signature concerts is important, as well as the city's efforts to attract another American Hockey League team after this season.
The minor league Adirondack Phantoms are currently playing at the Civic Center, but Glens Falls has been searching for a team to find a more permanent home in the city. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau at Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.